So, at a lodging place, on the way, the Lord finally determines he cannot walk with a disobedient child. Say, but if you kill him, what happens to the journey? God has many Moseses. Do not think you are indispensable. Where he created Moses, he can create Musa. You do not start there thinking that God has no alternative. What can God do without me? No. If you disobey him, he will move you aside. He will still get the children of Israel where he wants them to go. You know, later in the journey, he will be telling Moses, I'm fed up with Israel. This 1 million people, bang. I'm going to kill all of them and I'll begin a new trip, a new tribe of Moses. Moses says, no, don't do it. But can you imagine? God is saying he can clear the whole population and start again. You know, in God's eye, 1,000 years is like one day. One day is like 1,000. You know, we have short lives, 70 years, 100 years, short lives. So when you lose a year, it's a very serious matter. But in God's economy, that's a dot. So do not ever sit there thinking that you are indispensable. And because of the many things you have done for God, you can live in disobedience. You can live in sin, secret sin, which nobody knows about except you and God and the devil. And it's okay. After all, there's a balance. The many good things I have done surely outweigh the one bad thing I have done. That's not Jehovah. To Jehovah, he looks after perfection. He wants you to fully surrender to him. And I know he knows we are not perfect. But that's why he is willing to forgive. That's why the blood of Jesus was shed. His problem is when you continue with impunity to walk in unrighteousness, refusing to repent, refusing to change direction. He wants us to know through Moses' story, we are even the leader who is serving God is not indispensable.